third Thursday. We always chat with the folks from the Community Foundation, and specifically Laura Malone, always joining us, talking about things that are happening. Good morning, Laura. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm great. 30, let's see, we got a month and a couple of days before the next Connect to a Cause that we're going to be talking about a little bit at the big event. So you're getting ready for that coming up on the 21st of September. But let's talk about some of the things that are happening near term. You have something going on at a Crushers game.
Yes.
As well.
So super exciting. Tonight is Noche Latina at the Lake Erie Crushers game. You can get discount tickets. If you go to the Hispanic Fund's Facebook page, there is a link there, or you can contact Julia at the Crushers about discount tickets. A huge lineup planned. It's going to be a ton of fun. You know, the gates are going to open at 5:30 with a DJ, and then there's going to be the Corazon de Mexico dancers from Toledo and a picnic on the patio. We're going to have the national anthem sung by Selena Velasquez, who is the 2023 Big Voice winner. During the game, during some of the breaks at the fourth inning and the seventh inning, are going to be some dance demos. You're going to learn how to do the cha-cha and the mambo and, you know, DJ music to follow after the game as well. So it's going to be a great party along with some great baseball. So it's a great way to spend the evening and hope that the weather holds out so we can enjoy all the fun and festivities.
Yeah, that's going on at Crushers Stadium tonight. Noche Latina, Latin night, Craig, for your 9 years of Spanish, in case you had forgotten.
Seven years.
7 years of Spanish? Okay, sure. Well, muy bien. That's as far as I'll go this morning with that for people to be there tonight. But let's talk about some of the things also going on. You have a for the Women's Fund, the grant applications are coming up due, right?
Yes, exactly. So this is a great time if you are involved with a nonprofit and you are working on projects that specifically benefit women and children. The Women's Fund wants to hear from you. They have some grant funding that they're going to be distributing in October. The deadline for those applications is September 1st. So they are looking to fund nonprofit organizations and emerging organizations that are benefiting, you know, the needs of women and children in the Lorain County community. So this is a great way for the organizations that are working in that space. If you are part of that organization or on the board of an organization or volunteer with that organization and know that some additional funding would be very helpful. You know, through the power of endowment, we've had some great gifts that have come into the Women's Fund, so they have more money to give away than they've ever had before because of some of those new donations that came in to support the Women's Fund. So it's a great opportunity to get those grant applications in, and you can apply there at peoplewhocare.org. If you go under the affiliates and the Women's Fund, you'll see the grants program on our page, or if you look at apply and grants on our webpage, that'll take you to a link to the application for the Women's Fund grant program as well. So I highly encourage any of the groups working with women and children in Lorain County to submit a grant, and let's see if we can help get you some money.
I like the fact that you said that they have, you know, more money to give away, which is the whole point of it, but it just gives them more choices and more things to look at then.
Yeah, thanks to the generosity of some donors we've had over the last couple years. We had some gifts that came in as bequests when somebody passed away, that they left some very meaningful and impactful gifts to the Women's Fund, and then we've had some other initiatives that have gone on, you know, that have allowed them to really be able to increase their impact thanks to those efforts from our donors that we are so appreciative of.
Talking with Laura Malone this morning from the Community Foundation of Lorain County, your Connect to a Cause coming up on September 21st, and that's going to kind of line up with our, you know, normal talk when we have that. So this is an opportunity now to sort of sell it and what's going to happen on that particular day so people can get prepared for it.
Yeah, so September 21st is kind of a Lorain County-specific Giving Tuesday, but on a Thursday. So, you know, for those that are familiar with the national efforts of Giving Tuesday that normally happen in December and supporting local nonprofits, Connect Your Cause, September 21st, which is a Thursday for us in Lorain County, is going to be our day where we're focused specifically on Lorain County nonprofits. We have 94 nonprofits that are participating this year in Connect Your Cause. Donations can be made in advance via check, but the crux of September 21st is really focusing on online giving through that 12-hour window from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and it's a great opportunity to do some one-stop shopping with your charitable giving because you have all 94 organizations in one place on the Community Foundation website. You can scroll through, give any dollar amount to any of the organizations that strike a chord with what you believe in as, you know, your means of philanthropy. And later on that evening, we're going to be having an event at the Palace Theater, and that's going to be from 5:30 to 8:30. It's going to be our Connect to a Cause celebration, and that's going to be open to the public. That's going to be a great opportunity for us to go ahead and not only honor those participants that have been participating through the day, but also share with our community some of the great work that these organizations have been doing. We have some really fun games planned. There might be a little bit of a game show feel that's going to be going on with a special game show host that we have selected. So it's going to be a fun evening at the Lorain Palace on the evening of September 21st as we try to close out that evening strong with donations to support all these nonprofits. And I don't want to be remiss and forget about our business champions that have been so vital in this process. Our business champions have created over $50,000 in funding that will supplement what the organizations raise through the course of the day. Some of that may be match dollars. Some of that may be bonus dollars based upon certain benchmarks that the organizations do within their own fundraising, but we have over $50,000 that'll be going to those nonprofits in some way, shape, or form based upon their fundraising efforts through the course of that day. So we're super excited about those business champions. And all that information can be found on our website at peoplewhocare.org. And if you go under our initiatives tab, Connect to a Cause 2023 is right at the very top.
And again, that comes up September 21st, the Connect to a Cause all-day giving, and it's a great chance for people not only to help with the cause, but they can sort of learn a little bit about the organizations and also the people that are, you know, spearheading it and those who that benefit from whatever cause that they are a part of. It always looks really good. A Connect to a Cause, again, coming up on September 21st. Laura Malone, our guest this morning on our monthly visit with the Community Foundation. Laura, we appreciate your time. Again, people can follow you guys on Facebook, peoplewhocare.org as well, get some great information. Anything else I left out this morning, or are we good?
No, I think we're good. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of the week.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.